Welcome to Coffee Talk. I'm Rosa Coelho, your host, lifestyle entrepreneur, health coach, and speaker. I'm thrilled to have you join me as we delve into conversations around optimizing our health, pushing past our fears, pursuing our dreams, and inspiring each other to live a life by design, not by chance. I believe magic happens over coffee and sharing experiences. I've made plans to change careers, move to a new country, organized exciting adventures, and even formed some of my most incredible relationships over coffee. So grab your favorite cuppa, sit back, and enjoy our beautiful chats along with our special guests. You never know when you may hear something that changes everything. Hello, beautiful friend. So today's topic is a little bit of a serious one. And I actually contemplated bringing this one up in the new year rather than now. But then I just had this moment of, you know, there's a reason it's come to me. And so I am going to put this out there. And the reason this topic even came up is because I received so many beautiful messages from people when I talked about my mold toxicity, and many people thinking that maybe they too have mold because of just kind of looking at the symptoms that I had and the symptoms that they had. And although that is a possibility, I think that there's something a lot more going on. So if you're someone that is just can't get your energy to be consistent and to feel really good, or you feel like maybe there's just some sort of food allergies that you have and you're not sure what's going on with that, or, you know, your hormones are all over the place, you've got stubborn weight that just isn't shifting no matter what you do, or maybe you're just not feeling happy and you can't figure out why, because everything really should be good, then this episode is definitely for you, because I believe this episode is for everybody, to be honest. We are going to be talking about toxins. And although my journey was about mold, and that's what the experience that I shared with you, it really put me onto a path of wanting to really take charge of my health beyond just the food and the exercise. I know that there is something more that is contributing to people getting really sick. And the reason is there was a seed planted for me years ago now. It was back in 2002. And I'm going to share this story with you so that you can see kind of where this has all led, but also to empower you in the choices that you're going to make going forward. And I've got some really simple tips that will help you. Now, this episode is not about becoming paranoid about anything. I don't want anyone to be paranoid about the toxins in their environment or going out to eat or anything like that. I don't believe in living life like that. But I do believe that there are so many choices that we can make that are empowered and that can make a huge difference without becoming neurotic or paranoid about our environment. So here we go. So in 2000, I believe it's 2002. One thing, if you don't know me well, you're going to learn that I am terrible with dates, but they're kind of not the important part of the overall message anyway. So in, let's say 2002, I had an aunt who was diagnosed with cancer. And sadly, I've lost too many family members to this horrible disease. But this aunt in particular, we weren't blood related. I wouldn't say we were soul related. She is probably one of the most influential people in my life, aside from my own mother. What I learned from her was just remarkable. She taught me about organic foods. She taught me about, and long before organic foods were cool, she taught me about gratitude and being grateful for the little things. And we used to go on nature walks, and she loved flowers because she was originally from the island of Madeira, where tropical flowers are everywhere. And so she taught me so many beautiful things, and I'm forever grateful. But my aunt, like I said, she got diagnosed with cancer, and I didn't know until much later, but that the diagnosis meant that she really wasn't given very long. And so she decided that she wasn't going to go the conventional medicine route. She was going to look for alternative treatments. And so she found a program in Tijuana, Mexico, run by a Canadian scientist. And she decided she was going to go. And so she actually had asked a neighbor to go with her. And because you couldn't go, you couldn't go to get this treatment done unless you had a caretaker with you. Because what would happen is all the patients would stay at a hotel on the California side and then be picked up and chauffeured over 3 times a week for their treatments. And so when I heard this, my aunt told me this, I was like, there is no way you're going with someone you barely know. Like, I'm going to ask for a leave of absence for work and I am going with you. And I decided, because a lot of people in the family were not pro this alternative treatment. And I don't blame anyone. I just, in that moment, I knew she was going with or without me. And I decided that, you know, this is her journey. If this is what she believes is going to help her, then I'm going to be 100% behind her regardless of what I think, even when I'm there. I decided I was going to be full in and support her as best I could. So we went down and there was so much good about the program. I met some of the most courageous, incredible people. They were from all over the world. I still remember my dear friend Lucy from Australia. She was there with her mother who was sick and her father was there as well as a caretaker. And thank goodness for her. She was such a great support. Because it was, I never really thought about the emotional side of being the caretaker. I just wanted to go and help my aunt. So anyway, the program, really the basis of it was two things. One, it was all around taking tons and tons of isolated supplements. So CoQ10, vitamin C, selenium, like the list went on and on. And I would actually make all my aunt's supplements. We would buy like the little capsules. Everyone did the same thing, like all the patients and the caretakers. And then you would like fill them with the powders and you make these supplements. And then there would be timers going off literally. Like I think I'd heard timers for months later because every supplement was like a different time. So some you would take 5 times a day, some you'd take 1 a day. So you just had like this big list and timers everywhere. So that was the first thing. The second thing was eliminating toxins. So this doctor really started to teach us about toxins in our food. So the pesticides, the herbicides, toxins in our air, toxins. And when I mean air, I don't just mean like the air we breathe. I mean things like using air fresheners and scented candles and the detergents that we use for our clothes. And I was like blown away. Like, honestly, I just thought, wow, I had this question for a while and it was, why are so many people getting sick? Everyone knows someone with cancer. Everyone knows someone who at least knows someone who has cancer. And, you know, again, I just kept asking myself, why? And that was like my light bulb moment. I thought it's got to be down to these toxins. And so it was quite the learning curve for me. And the way I prepared her food, like we had to wash everything a certain way. And it was really an incredible experience. Now, where I didn't agree with it was in the patient care. And that's why I don't have the greatest, kind of the greatest memories of it. And that's because I just saw so much pain and suffering. So the doctor also did not believe in pain medication. So I remember my aunt being like, Rosa, I can't sleep. It's like I have razor blades going across my ribs. And she had breast cancer and then went into her lungs as well. And I would just feel so helpless. And if you've ever been in that situation where someone is in pain and there's literally nothing you can do, it is the worst feeling, just the absolute worst feeling. I remember one point, my aunt's lungs became filled with fluid, which happens when you do have lung cancer or when the cancer spreads into the lungs. And we went to a hospital in Tijuana and I'll never forget. It was like it was an abandoned. I saw a few patients in a couple of rooms, but it wasn't hustling and bustling like a regular hospital is. And I remember they took my aunt to a room and I went in with her, but they didn't let me stay. But they showed me how they removed the fluid. And basically they take this big needle, they put it through your back into your lungs and they suction it out. And the thing is they were going to do it without a painkiller. And my aunt said yes. And they wouldn't let me stay in the room. But all I remember is stepping out putting my hands together, staring at the floor and just praying and praying and praying with everything within me that she wasn't going to feel too much pain. And I know that's crazy because it had to be one of the most excruciating things. And I expected to hear screaming. And when I was allowed back in the room, all I saw was my aunt. She looked absolutely drained and she just had tears going down her eyes. And I just, it took everything within me not to cry because I knew that, you know, I'm definitely not the one that should be crying. I'm not the one that went through that experience, but it was so emotionally difficult to watch her go through that. And I know that it was an excruciating pain and somehow she held it together. But anyway, sadly, that story did not end well. My aunt was flown back to Canada where she passed away. And, you know, my aunt was so beautiful that I don't want the last part of her life to be her legacy. Although the last part of her life massively impacted me and changed the course of my life, because then my passion really became about health and whole food nutrition and cleaning up our the toxins in our environment and all sorts of things. So I'm so grateful to her for the many lessons that I got throughout her life, especially even when she was healthy. So I'm going to take you to when I became a personal trainer, because I think this is an important part of where I'm going with all these toxins and the program. And one is that early on when I became a personal trainer, I got a DVD in my hands and it showed this picture of an apple, and it showed how an apple has 10,000 nutrients, phytonutrients. And so you think of little nutrients fighting for our health. And it showed how vitamin C was just one of them. And like, who are we to think that we should be pulling vitamin C out? And how was it more powerful than all the other nutrients? And how really the power of food is how all those nutrients work in synergy together. And I was like blown away. I was like, wow, this is why food is medicine. And I thought of my aunt instantly in that moment. And she'd already passed on the year before, but I just thought this was it. Food is medicine. And I'm not saying that this is the whole answer to cancer or anything crazy like that, but food is medicine, and it is one of the components of health. And I think we really have kind of come so far away from that in our need for one, thinking that we're smarter than nature and taking handfuls and handfuls of supplements. And I'm not anti-supplement, just like I'm not anti-medication or conventional medicine. I just think that we're overusing these things, we're overdiagnosing, and we're not thinking about the chemicals that we're putting into our bodies. And that food really has got to be the place that we at least start at and get that base right first. And so I got that DVD in my hands and I was like, wow, that made so much sense. And so I went on to train clients, really talking about the power of whole food nutrition and exercise and lifestyle and focusing on sleep. But then when I went through my own journey with mold, it put me back onto that path with the toxins and cleaning up the toxins. Now, why? It's because more and more we're seeing, it's finally coming to light this year. I've finally found doctors and other health practitioners and even personal trainers and health coaches that are starting to talk toxins. And it's because it's so important. There's actually a term called obesogens, which is basically toxins that are disrupting our metabolism, and they're toxins that are stored in our body fat. And so people are having a hard time losing weight even when they're eating well and even when they feel like they're doing all the right things. But their body has this overload of toxicity and it's holding on to the body fat. So toxins are also, they're disrupting our hormones, they're putting on our weight, they're increasing our allergies, our food sensitivities. It's unbelievable. And so there's five areas in particular that I think that we can make really empowered choices, really simple empowered choices, where you make them once and you don't really need to think about it too much more again, and it will make a massive impact to your toxic load. And I know it's a big step towards really feeling good, to taking charge of your health and to gaining back that energy and that feeling of vitality. I know it's made a huge difference for me. And so I'm going to share these five really simple areas where you can really clean things up. So the first one is clean water. Now, I started researching water when we moved because I knew that the water I was drinking couldn't be good for me. I could just smell the chlorine. Little did I know that chlorine has such a massive impact on lungs. And your lungs are such a big detoxifier. So if we're weakening them by all the chlorine, then they're not going to work properly. But also there's within our water, there's medicines in our water. There's birth control in our waters that, yes, are disrupting our hormones. There's actually, even in Vancouver schools, there's known lead in the waters. Older buildings have lead in the, it's because of the lead in the old piping. And so they say, run the water for 5 minutes before drinking, but no, thank you. Like, I won't be drinking that water. There's not many places that still have fluoride, but if you're in a city where there is fluoride massively contributes to thyroid dysfunction. And sadly, I have a good friend that lives in a city in British Columbia that does have fluoride in her water, and she has suffered from thyroid problems. So getting a good water filter is really important. Now, I got myself a Berkey water filter, and for Vancouver, a Berkey is perfect. I love it. It sits on my counter. It's super easy to use. You can also get filters that go underneath your sink if you don't want something on your counter. There's lots of options, but I would actually go to someone in your local area that is passionate about water and water filters. Ask lots of questions and find out what's good for your area, because different areas have different kind of chemicals and treatments and things that they do to their water. So that was a really easy decision that I could make, and I don't have to think about it anymore. Now, I'm not paranoid, you guys. If I'm at someone's house and they offer me some water, I drink it. I control what I can, and I let go of the stress around the things that I cannot control. Even when I go home, if I'm to see my family, which is like a 9-hour drive away or a 1-hour flight, I will take my Berkey with me if I'm driving. If I'm flying, then I just leave it and I just don't worry. So again, I don't want you to become paranoid. I just want you to make empowered choices, especially in the place that you spend the most time. And for me, I spend the most time in my home. And so that means that at least 80% of the time I'm drinking really great water. And don't forget, our bodies know how to detox. They're meant to detox. The problem is that they're overloaded. And so if you're suffering from any of those issues, it's because our body is so overloaded with toxins. Once we start to lighten the load, our livers, our skin, our lungs, all of these, like our elimination pathways, all of these elimination pathways do work for us daily. It's called daily detox, but it's when they become overburdened that's the problem. Okay, number two is food storage and cookware. So we switched everything from plastic containers into glass. Again, it's a really simple switch that we can make that we don't have to think about after. Another thing is we don't drink out of plastic water bottles. There's plastic water bottles actually have like microplastics in them because they leach in, and microplastics are very estrogenic. So women that have this increase in estrogen, a lot of it does come from plastics, and estrogen dominance is linked to breast cancer. And we know that breast cancer is on the rise. So no more drinking out of plastic water. There's so many easy choices now. We also changed within this kind of cookware food storage category is we also switched from nonstick pans to stainless steel and cast iron. Now that nonstick stuff is so brutal. It actually contains these compounds called PFOAs. I can't say the full name, it's so long, but they are linked to thyroid dysfunction, to infertility, to organ damage. Like, the list goes on. And some people say, oh, I'm just really careful not to scratch it. Like, forget it. I don't want my food touching it. And trust me, I used them for years. It was only in the last little while that we changed. So that's a really, again, another simple switch that you can make that once it's made, you don't need to think about it again. Number three is skincare. I don't know how many chemicals they say. I think it's like over 300 that the average woman applies to her face before leaving the home. It is insane. Simplify, 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 and your skin will love you. Like, our skin is one of our biggest ways to detox, and yet we're covering it up so much. So I just use a little bit of coconut oil. I've mentioned this brand before. I'm not sponsored by them, called Coco Kind, where it's literally like one or two ingredients of various oils and things that they use. And I understand every ingredient that's in it. It's very simple. Same thing with like our body washes and and all that kind of stuff. We've just gone super clean as much as possible. I think the brand we use is Dr. Bronner's for body wash. And sometimes we switch it up, but there's so many great options now. Yes, you pay a little bit more, but just use a little bit less. There's always a way around it. And you're going to save money in these other areas. So number three is scents. So when it comes to scents, I mean like car fresheners. We don't need car fresheners. Those kind of Glade things that we put into our into the outlets in your home, scented candles, all of these kind of things, even perfume, like we don't need it. We can use essential oils now. There's so many great options. These actually, like air fresheners and things, actually have these like volatile organic compounds in them and formaldehyde. Like there's so many horrible things in these scents. So don't be so attached to something smell your home smelling like strawberry or fresh or what, fresh mint or whatever it is. Like just there are some, like I said, there's so many beautiful essential oils that you can use and feel really good about breathing them in, and actually they'll help your health as well. Number five is food and vitamins. So, you know, I always think like, when did we make things so complicated? Like food is so simple. Stick to whole foods. If you can do organic, amazing. If you can't, just do your best. Shop seasonally, shop locally. Look up the Dirty Dozen and try and avoid those ones. I should put a link. I'll find a link to what the Dirty Dozen are, but they kind of change every year. And the Dirty Dozen are just they're like the fruits and veggies that are the most highly sprayed. So it's usually things like blueberries and things with like really thin skin. So those are the ones that you want to avoid in the non-organic form. When it comes to vitamins, go whole food. I know for me, I have been, since I saw that picture of an apple, I have been recommending Juice Plus to my family, to my friends, to my clients. I've been taking it for over 12 years because it's just food. And I truly believe that food is medicine. And I love that I can get it in a concentrated form in a capsule, because we tend to eat the same thing over and over: apple, banana, orange, broccoli, kale, you know. And so this is a great way to get the variety in without any additives or chemicals. And so I keep my supplement regime very, very simple. I take Juice Plus. I now take the Juice Plus vegan omegas, but I used to take a fish oil as well. And I just keep things as simple as possible. Now, when I was going through my SIBO for the mold, I still kept things really simple. I took things like berberine and oregano oil, and I just had the greatest naturopath that is really into, again, natural medicine. So I keep, like I said, I just keep it simple. I don't know when did health become so complicated? And I think sometimes with like all of these things like gluten-free and I can't have gluten, I can't have this, it's not difficult. What makes it difficult is when we're looking for like the gluten-free products. Look at the back of them. There shouldn't be like 20 ingredients in your gluten-free products. It's very simple. There's certain things. Fruits and vegetables are gluten-free. Making our homemade soups, making our homemade stews, making our grass-fed meats. Like there are so many just whole foods that are very, very simple. And so let's make health simple again. Like I said, I don't know when simplicity became so complicated and so difficult. Yes, things take time. Health takes time. If we're going to cook, it takes time. But we are so worth that time. And there's also like a joy that we need to bring back to the process of nourishing ourselves. And by nourishing ourselves, I mean by cooking our own food. And did you know, like this is a little bit off track, but when we're cooking our own food, we actually begin the digestive process. And so it's so good for our health. When we order food in or we're eating at a restaurant, we're not getting those smells from the food and all of those amazing, like the amazing visual process of making the food. And so that our brain and our body and our gut starts to prepare for digestion. It's so powerful. And I believe we've come so far away from that. Okay, friends, I think that's probably where I'm going to leave you now. I hope that helps you in some way. like I said, there's so many simple things you can start to do to decrease that toxic load. Do not become paranoid. This is not about that. Make it a process. Maybe next month you get the water filter. Maybe the month after you start to switch from plastic to glass. Maybe the month after you get rid of all of the scents and you invest in some essential oils. Maybe the month after you get rid of those multivitamins and kind of cheap vitamins that aren't doing anything for you but clogging up your system, and you invest in whole food vitamin nutrition. Maybe you the following month you eat out less and you start cooking. I don't know, friends, make it a process. Nothing happens overnight. I am not perfect. I don't try to be perfect. It's about really taking charge of what we can, enjoying the process too. Like, think about how you're doing so many beautiful things for yourself, and that people, you never know the people around you that you're going to impact as well. And, you know, I once heard that when it comes to cancer, it doesn't happen at the time of diagnosis. It's been happening for months and maybe years. But the same thing is true of health. Health isn't something that happens overnight, and we've got to stop with these quick fixes. Health is a process. It happens in time, and it's a beautiful thing, and it's so possible. And I just want the most vibrant, energetic, amazing health for you. Okay, friends. Have a good one. Wishing you always health and happiness. Thank you so much for listening in today. I know time is precious, and I'm grateful you shared yours with me. It would mean the world to me if you felt an impact, a moment of inspiration, or learned something new, if you would share it with those you care about and leave me a review on iTunes. I'd love to know what spoke to you or what you'd like to hear more of. Your sharing and leaving a review would help so much on this journey to making an impact on as many people as possible. It's worth it. I know from experience, there are moments when something we hear has the possibility of changing everything.